This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in the world. This is Tracy Murda on behalf of Richard Jacobs here at Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. Today, I am very excited to have a special guest, Brian Sayman, the CEO of the digital marketing agency Go Beyond SEO. Brian's also the co-creator of the Legal Marketing Blueprint, and him and his agency team help attorneys and law firms grow their practice and profitability using magnetic online lead generating funnels. Whew, that is quite a lot to live up to, Brian. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining me this morning.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Love the show.
Well, why don't we start out, Brian? Tell me a little bit about you, your background, and how did you get started in this legal arena of marketing?
Sure. I guess for me, it actually started, it didn't start specifically in the legal arena. I started my agency a little over 8 years ago. And actually, at the time, I was in a completely different field. I was actually in hospitality management. And you know, online marketing and digital marketing were really just starting to hit their stride. And I had been in the traditional advertising field previously. I had sold some television and some digital advertising for a TV station here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And you know, seeing how they were doing it, I just saw how they were doing it all wrong. So I really wanted to start my own agency, and I really just dove in and just taught myself everything that I could possibly learn about digital marketing. And, you know, started the agency while I still had a full-time job, but about 18 months into it, I was able to walk away from that job. And my agency has been my job ever since. And it's really been about the last year or so that we've really seen some tremendous success with some law firm clients that we have at the agency. And because we were able to see what was working for these lawyers and then duplicate it for additional firms and just kind of tweak our system over time, we've really gone to focus on doing our services for law firms. And we actually went on to create an online course for law firms that would want to do it on their own called the Legal Marketing Blueprint, which you mentioned.
So for some folks who maybe aren't familiar with, you know, some of the terms that we like to use in the marketing world, tell me about digital marketing. What actually does that mean for the layperson?
Sure. I guess for me, it means, because I do think you're right, the jargon does get confusing. And I think digital might mean different things to different folks. But to me, digital really means online marketing. So it would be, it's come to grow beyond merely your website. Your website usually isn't really enough to run an effective ad campaign anymore. So it would be things like your website, your other organic online presence things like business listings, say your Google Maps listings. But it would also be advertising networks like Google AdWords and Facebook and YouTube and Bing. So really, all the marketing that you're doing online, I would consider digital marketing.
I know, you know, I'm in my getting to late 30s now. And, you know, the world of marketing has changed tremendously since I was in college. And obviously things like Twitter and Facebook and all of those things are out there now. At Speakeasy Marketing, we do a lot of that stuff for our attorneys. But I'm always wondering, how effective is that? Is that something, if I'm looking for an attorney, am I going to their Facebook page? What has kind of been your experience and how do you advise attorneys on that area, I guess, of digital marketing?
Sure. Yeah, I would say Twitter and organic Facebook. And when I say organic Facebook, I mean, you know, the law firm having its own Facebook page. So I think both of those are really more branding elements than are going to necessarily be lead generating elements. And I tend to separate the two things when it comes to digital marketing. So I think it's a good idea to have a Facebook page, and you can certainly build up the brand of your firm using your Facebook page and your Twitter account. But I think to actually generate leads and new clients, you want to use those mediums in a different way. And for Facebook in particular, you would want to use its advertising platform. Now, you do need to have a Facebook page in order to use the advertising platform. But when you're advertising on Facebook, it's actually your prospects who are going to see your ad in their stream. And when they click on the ad, they don't need to come to your Facebook page. They can go to a specific page that you've created for that ad campaign. So that's what we're seeing be really effective with Facebook right now.
Well, that's really helpful. So, Brian, what are some of the common mistakes that you see attorneys out there making in their marketing plans?
Yeah, that's a great question. One of the biggest mistakes that we see, and this is not specific to digital marketing, but really to just law firm marketing in general, is that it seems like law firms are just kind of scared to get unique and to have a unique message or to even have a strong message, right? You see so much where law firms are just saying the same thing, right? You know, we'll fight for you. We don't get paid until you win, you know, aggressive representation and things like that. And when you see those same messages over and over again, the public and your prospects, they just tend to glaze over on that. So what I would like to see more law firms do is really get and develop a real strong, unique selling proposition for their firm. And use that in all of their messaging, you know, particularly their any digital messaging they might be doing. You know, we talked about the Facebook advertising. If a prospect were to click on that ad, you want to send them to a page that's going to have a really nice, strong message that will compel them to act and to take the next step. So I really recommend that law firms go and create themselves a solid, unique selling proposition.
Are there any quick ways for attorneys or law firms to improve their marketing?
Yeah, I think if you were going to go about, you know, creating one of those USPs, because really so many law firms don't use this in their marketing. So if they just took, you know, an hour to create one, it could really be a quick way to improve their marketing. And they could see some benefits very fast if they get it out onto their landing pages, onto their business cards, into their email signatures. So I think the quickest way to really develop a unique selling proposition would be to really just, there's an exercise you can do where you would list out all of the features of your law firm, right? That might be, you know, we've been around since 1985, or, you know, we have X, Y, and Z awards, and just list out all the features of your firm. And then once you've got them all listed out on the, you know, maybe you do it on an index card, you can flip that card over and then list out the benefit of that feature. So, you know, been around since 1985 is a feature, but the benefit could be, you know, experienced representation. So you just work all of your features into benefits, and then you take a look at those benefits and you try to narrow it down to the top two or three benefits that really make you unique. It's the ones that, you know, when combined together, there are no other firms in your area that could say they do these three things. And then you just turn those benefits into a USP. I mean, a good example USP might be, you know, something like, we help high net worth individuals protect their future and their privacy with effective negotiation and zealous advocacy. I mean, that's a statement that's going to work so much better than, you know, I'm a divorce lawyer.
Right, right. Now, in my experience, obviously, we work with a lot of small law firms, but even some of the big guys, you know, some of them want to keep their marketing in-house, or they just can't afford to go out and hire a big marketing firm to do their work for them. But I found, I mean, that's a lot for an attorney to do. I mean, not only are you're running your practice, you're supposed to be practicing law at the same time, but now you also have to be your own, you know, marketing company. Do you have any tips for law firms that want to do this on their own?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think that probably breaks up into two different kinds of law firms. The ones that are really big, you know, and I shouldn't say really big, but just, you know, medium to large size law firms, they're probably going to have a marketing team in-house. And one of the things that I see them, well, one of the mistakes I see them making is they just kind of, marketing is an afterthought a lot of the time. And, you know, they tack it on to their goals and they tack it on to their budgets kind of at the last minute. And you know, if that's how you're going to treat your marketing, then your marketing is always going to be just a cost. And, you know, your chances of seeing a return on your investment are pretty low. What you really want to do is you know, value that marketing team and bring them in early so that they can help you. And, you know, once they create a very strong brand position for the firm, you know, they're going to also have to get out there and police the attorneys and make sure that the attorneys are representing the brand the way they want to do it. So I think getting the marketing team in early and letting them have some more influence is one of the things that the medium to larger size firms can do. But your smaller firms, you're right, your solopreneurs or maybe two or three partners, you know, it's a lot of hats to wear and it's a lot of things to juggle. So I would say what you really need to do is have a crystal clear plan. So you just want to really set for your marketing very specific goals and then put together an action plan that can get you to those goals. And then just break that action plan up into, you know, bite-sized chunks so that you can take small steps forward every day that are going to be moving you in the right direction.
So what are some important elements of an online marketing campaign?
You know, there are a few important elements. There's a few spots throughout an online marketing campaign where, you know, they can make or break you. One, I think, is, you know, that I just mentioned, having a specific objective. There a lot of times we see law firms going out and they're marketing themselves, but they might be marketing all of their practice areas in one campaign. And that's going to make things difficult because, if somebody's looking for a divorce lawyer, you know, in our society, people really value that specialized nature. And I know a lot of law firms can't say that they specialize in certain things. The bar won't let them. But you can still send somebody to a page that only deals with divorce law if they're a divorce prospect, instead of sending them to a page that has, you know, 10 of your practice areas listed out. And then they don't really feel like you're very good at any one specifically. So really focusing on one objective, which often means focusing on one practice area at a time, that's a pretty important element. Again, it goes back to creating that strong message that's going to compel your ideal prospects to act, right? You want them to move forward. When they come to your page, you want to present them with really a very limited options. You essentially want, when your prospects come to a page, you want them to either call you, which you should have your phone number on every page, and it should be a tracking number on the page so that when people do call, you can tell what page they were on when they called. You can tell what keywords brought them to that page. So you definitely want to be tracking the phone calls. And the second thing you would make available would really just to be to fill out a form. So you don't want to send people to regular website pages because then they have 1,000 options. They can go to another website page. They can read your blog. They can, you know, there's 1,000 things that they can do besides contact you. So you really want to limit their options and take away that paradox of choice. So I would say those are really the important things. Focusing on one objective, having a really strong message, you know, having a well-designed landing page that's going to have those correct calls to actions on it, and then tracking everything so that you can, you know, see what's working, see what's not working, and improve your campaign over time.
Let me ask you before, I want to talk a little bit more about your specific companies and what you do. But so law firms, you know, the marketing here in this field, in this genre, is pretty competitive. So where can firms find low-cost clicks so they can see that return on investment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's actually two places right now that we're seeing some really nice ROI for law firms. The first one I mentioned earlier is Facebook, and that's Facebook advertising, not just, you know, posting to your page. Facebook is a little bit of a rage in the marketing world right now, and for good reason. It works really well. The clicks are pretty low on Facebook. Some might say that Facebook's keeping them artificially low right now in order to bring on more users. But that's good because that means right now it's very easy to see a return on your investment in Facebook. I would say one of the key things for attorneys, though, if they're trying to use Facebook, is you really don't want to just advertise your services. When people come to Facebook, they're in a certain mindset, and you know they're looking to, you know, check in on their friends. They're looking to learn new things. They're looking to have some fun. And if you're just advertising your services, chances are folks are just going to skip right over that. But if you can create some good content and then advertise that content that would be relevant to your prospect, then you can get their attention. So to use the divorce attorney example again, you know, if you wrote a blog post, which is, you know, I've been served with divorce papers, what do I do next? Or, you know, five things to think about before filing for divorce. You know, if you're promoting that content on Facebook and then bringing people to a page where they can read that content and then reach out to you, that's a great way to use Facebook. And another place that we're seeing some great return on investment that I don't think a lot of people give credit to anymore is Google AdWords. I think a lot of attorneys,
about that.
Yeah, I think a lot of attorneys come to the table thinking that AdWords is really expensive, but it can be. It certainly can be. But the way that AdWords works is if you set your campaigns up correctly, you get what Google calls a high quality score. And what you pay is based not only on what you're willing to bid, but on what your quality score is. So without going, you know, making this a big math thing, if you have a high quality score, you can pay a pretty low amount for your clicks. I mean, we've got clients that are getting, you know, $2 leads in some practice areas. We've got one that I was actually just in their account a little while ago checking in on things, and they're getting like $5.50 medical malpractice leads. So, I mean, and these are folks who, you know, went to their website and actually either called or filled out the form, like actually got in touch with them. So they're seeing a great client acquisition cost and a great ROI.
So is that the same as Google AdWords? Is that the same as like the pay-per-click? I mean, I feel like we haven't heard much about any of these things in a long time.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I you know, pay-per-click I see is just kind of a general term for any digital advertising where you're paying every time somebody clicks on an ad, right? So that's a benefit of AdWords and also of the Facebook advertising as well. If they don't click on the ad, you don't pay. You can set things up to pay by impression, and that's kind of the old school way of going about advertising. You used to pay what was called a CPM, a cost per 1,000 impressions. But, now, you know,
so long ago.
That's way back in the day, right? But I've got a few years on you, so I remember those years as well. But, you know, the way to do it now is really to pay per click. And that's when you're going to see the best return.
So just one more thing on this Facebook before we move on. Now, walk me through. I'm on Facebook. How are people getting to these pages to begin with? Like getting to an attorney's website? Like I'm just on there scrolling, checking my friends out. And let's say I have a legal problem. Where is this popping up? Where am I seeing it? How am I getting connected to an attorney?
Yep. So it's going to pop up in your feed. So, and the power behind how to set up Facebook advertising, it's really powerful for law firms. So you can target people on Facebook based off of their interests, based off of the zip code they live in, based off of how much money they make, based off of any one of really thousands of things. So I always recommend that attorneys really get to know their ideal clients. So sticking with a divorce attorney as an example, I mean, you can target people in a certain zip code with the, you know, relationship status separated. So you could get very, very granular with this. You can target people, you know, let's say it's estate planning. You could target people, again, in a certain zip code in your city, in your area, you know, who have shown an interest in other things that would indicate that they are planning their estate. Maybe it's some, you know, financial advisory websites or, you know, and you can play with the different interests and the different behaviors. So you can set your ad to show up really to a very specific set of people. And so if I said, all right, I want to show this ad to, you know, males aged 30 to 55 in this zip code who make this amount of money, who have separated as their relationship status. So I would set those parameters inside the ad campaign, and then only those folks would see my ad in their newsfeed. And then I can set it up so that if they click on that ad, they would be taken to a landing page, which would have all those important elements we talked about earlier, as far as a strong message and being well-designed with my phone number and with a form. And it would be tracking everything so that I can improve the campaigns over time. And then hopefully when they get to the landing page, they decide to reach out to me, whether it be via a phone call or filling out the form.
Okay. That's awesome. Thank you for that full explanation. Cause I think it's confusing. I mean, I work in this space and it's still confusing to me how this all is effective.
And they change things they change things all the time. They're always making things interesting, whether it's just changing the layout or changing some functionalities. So it's always a lot to keep on top of. But we're doing Facebook campaigns quite a bit that we've seen them to be really effective.
So Brian, tell me a little bit more about specifically Go Beyond SEO and the legal marketing blueprint in terms of, you know, what y'all are doing, what you have kind of coming up, and who are your ideal clients? Who works best with you?
Sure. Yeah. Go Beyond SEO is our digital marketing agency. So I started the agency, like I mentioned, about 8 years ago. Actually started it with my wife and my brother. So it's a bit of a family-owned business. And we've been, you know, running strong for 8 years. And things have changed over time. We focused for a while on some inbound marketing, which has a lot to do with content creation and social media. And I think that those things are important for law firms. But we've really come to focus more specifically on the lead generation portion of the marketing, which is really, you know, running these campaigns like Facebook campaigns and AdWords campaigns, and working with the attorneys to develop their strong message and getting that message onto the landing page and building the landing pages and the funnels. So that's really what we focus on now at Go Beyond SEO. And then we had some requests from folks that they said, you know, I really know that I need to do this, but I would like to do it, you know, on my own. Would you teach me? And, you know, it didn't really make sense for us to just teach one law firm how to do this. It's just a pretty unscalable business model for us. But it did make sense that there were a lot of folks, whether they were, you know, newly out of law school or they were leaving a bigger firm and hanging up their own shingle, and they wanted to try to tackle some of this on their own. So we did create a course for that called the Legal Marketing Blueprint. We actually have our first class of students going through the course right now. It's going really well so far. And as far as you know, who our ideal client is, really for us, it's obviously law firms, and usually it's law firms with you know, 2 to 3 partners and probably, you know, 5 to 15 attorneys overall. That's the bulk of our clientele is in that range there. You know, even smaller firms and some solo attorneys, we've got quite a few of those as well.
Awesome. So if someone wants to get more information from you on either company, on either the Go Beyond SEO or the Legal Marketing Blueprint, Brian, what's the best way for them to reach out and get in touch?
Sure. I would say the best way, I mean, this might not be the smartest thing to do, but I think the best way is to just give them my email address. So I'll just give it out. It's Brian, and I spell it with an I. So it's just Brian@gobeyondseo.com. So, you know, I don't think any spiders can crawl that. That's audio, right? So I shouldn't have to worry about spam there.
You should be okay. And that's the same with the website, is gobeyondseo.com as well.
That's right. Yep.
Excellent. Well, Brian, I sure appreciate you letting me pick your brain today. I know you've really enlightened me, so I'm sure our listeners will feel the same. Brian, thank you so much for joining us. This was Brian Stamen of Go Beyond SEO and the co-creator of the Legal Marketing Blueprint. We look forward to seeing what you all do here down the road. And again, appreciate you giving us your time today.
Thanks so much, Tracy. It was a pleasure. I was happy to be here. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk soon, Brian. Take care.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.